production.
Welcome everybody to Taking On Sports. I am TD. That is Greg. Greg, how you doing today, man?
I am good. How are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good, man. How was your cigar?
Fantastic. Good stuff. Very sweet. Lovely.
Always. Always a good. The one cigar I have a year.
Man.
It's good. Talking, of course, about Alabama's victory over Tennessee in the third Saturday of October. Second half comeback once again for the Tide. Kind of a theme this year. And just, again, a team that looked kind of overwhelmed in the first half comes out and just dominates the second half. Just talk about it, Greg. Do you think this is sustainable? Can they keep winning this way, or do they need to show up earlier?
Well, we're to this point. But, I mean, obviously we've said it again and again. We'd love to see a complete game, and we seem to be by far a second half team there. It's almost like a tale of two halves most of these SEC games this season. You know, I guess that high-powered LSU offense in 2 weeks, so I don't know if we could do that.
For sure, yeah. They'll have to they just need a hot start. They need that first half of Arkansas mixed with the second half teams.
We can get a first half Arkansas with the second half of what we saw yesterday. I mean, that could be something serious.
There you go. And maybe that's, you know, a silver lining, or, you know, something to look forward to as an Alabama fan, is that this team probably hasn't played their best game of the year yet. They haven't played a complete game outside of Middle Tennessee. So, you know, that's coming in 2 weeks now. They get a bye before LSU comes to town. So, like you said, Jaden Daniels, you know, if LSU, you know, were better in the rankings, Jaden Daniels would be a Heisman contender, and he really shouldn't be.
Might still very well be. I mean, just with what he's done week in and week out, you know, hopefully we can kind of give him that performance that takes him out of that talk in 2 weeks. That'd be ideal. But, I mean, we've seen multiple loss Heisman winners before. It hasn't been as common recently, but, I mean, remember, like, you know, RG3 had, what, 3 or 4 losses when he won. I know Tebow had a couple losses back in 07. And they weren't really
it's absolutely true, yeah. But either way, that'll be a good one. Like we said, that's 2 weeks. It'd be really interesting to see the Alabama defense against the LSU offense. Anything else about yesterday's game you want to talk about?
You know, I was just, you know, just the, you know, just how bad it was in the first half. Boy, is this really? Some of that first half, it would just seem like everybody was sleepwalking, whether it was the offense, the defense, the crowd. Like, everything seemed so out of sorts. And just to hit that comeback that we did, it was just kind of amazing, because I was like, my goodness, are we going to look worse against the – you know, I thought it couldn't get any worse than what we saw last year. And I was like, my goodness, just taking it to us. Like, what are we doing?
You know, it looked like a repeat. I mean, that first touchdown throw, you have to give it to Milton and Squirrel White. Yeah. That was just an amazing, perfect throw, perfect catch. Right. It wasn't bad coverage. It wasn't a busted assignment. It was a mismatch. You never want to see a linebacker on the other team's best receiver.
He gave as good a coverage as you could have hoped for in that situation.
And Milton just placed it perfectly, and Squirrel White made a hell of a catch.
Yeah. And really, Joe Milton probably played his best game of the season, to be honest. And for the most part, he played consistent.
I would think so, yeah. He played, he was just lighting us up. It was perfect as what, like first seven or eight passes.
Yeah, they were killing us. And we woke up there. And the other thing, you know, we weren't getting any pressure at all in the first half. I mean, he was doing what he wanted to do. And I was like, is Hendon Hooker back? Like, what's going on?
It looked rough on a couple of those early drives. It was, you know, good holds by the defense holding the field goals on a couple of them.
It really did, yeah.
But they were just doing what they wanted to, nickel and diamond down the field.
Right.
You know, hitting that. Yeah, I did say that to myself when Milton threw that pass. I just kind of in my head, I was like, oh, so like it's one of these games where a guy that's a quarterback that's struggling plays against Bama and plays his highlight reel game, you know, the Steven Garcia game.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple of times over the years. I'm like, my goodness.
But like you said, they made the adjustments. They really got pressure the second half, had the scoop and score, in fact. You know, we came out, that was, of course, huge that the offense came out and scored in two plays. McClellan with the 30-yard run and then the deep pass to Bond. Mm-hmm. That's huge when you're – offense can do that. Yeah. Defense can force it. It was a 3-and-out right after that, right?
And, you know, Burton had another decent game again there. Mm-hmm. He's kind of turned into our go-to guy at certain points. When he's when he's on, you know, he's putting a heck of a performance together there.
Yeah, he could be a really big possession guy. He's not going to take the top off like Bond, maybe. And you want to see maybe one more guy really step up, too. Malik Benson's getting a few catches these past couple weeks.
Not been the threat that many thought probably was. Coming into the season, he was kind of going to be the guy. I think a lot of people thought that really turned into that.
I think people thought he might be the new Jameson, you know, the speed guy. But no, he's. But maybe, you know, something coming on. Great win for the Tide. Going to the bye week and get ready for LSU. And probably the SEC West title game, if you will.
Oh, yeah. De facto title game, y'all, right there. For sure. Got our first revenge game out the way, and we'll see what happens in 2 weeks.
And elsewhere, the big game yesterday for the rest of the country, Ohio State, Penn State, and it was a dud. Ohio State just shut them down, and, you know.
They really did.
It was only, a 9-point, 8-point win in the scoreboard, but it never felt like Penn State had a shot.
The Penn State defense did a pretty, I thought did a heck of a job. But that offense just never got going at all. That was kind of the thing, you know, a lot of, you know, they've had some slow starts and people wondered, you know, is that offense any good? And I don't know. I mean, obviously the Ohio State defense was a much bigger test, because I mean, obviously Penn State really hadn't played anybody at all coming into that game, and I guess Penn State is still Penn State against the big guys in the East for now.
Yep, James Franklin continues to just no show in big games.
At home against Michigan, but yeah, that was a tough loss for a team that, you know, that was my off pick there as far as coming out. I mean, still had that opportunity, but yeah, for now, you still think it's the same old Ohio State, Michigan will kind of determine that whole conference.
And it's a shame that they're not going divisionless this year, because on the other side, you know, Iowa goes down to Minnesota controversially that Big Ten championship game is going to be a joke or an ungodly huge upset. Elsewhere, another game between ranked teams, Utah, last second win over USC. USC just cannot get over the Utes.
They bullied them. And yeah, like, I mean, yeah. And you just, once again, I mean, just another game where, I don't know, the Utah defense, you know, for the most part, made USC look, I mean, they had a decent game, but it wasn't anything amazing. You know, Caleb Williams looked okay. I mean, he really hasn't been the guy the last 2 weeks that USC's needed to win, you know, those two games.
No, and now he's two losses.
Probably out of the Pac-12, like, definitely out of the playoff. I mean, you know, kind of like a disappointing year for what a lot of people thought coming in for what USC might be this year. Bigger than the defense, crazy enough.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's just amazing how Utah has their number.
They really do.
You know, two wins last year, one close one like this, and one blowout in the title game. And now they probably more than likely put it into USC's playoff hopes. Not necessarily their Pac-12 hopes, but no two lost Even. Team has made the playoff yet in the four team era. Elsewhere, across the country, the biggest upset of the day, Virginia, goes into Chapel Hill and beats 24-point favorite North Carolina. That was a shocker when I saw that, and I didn't watch any of that game. Didn't get a chance to catch it. And then I saw that score on my phone, and I was like, that's crazy. That's not one that I expected at all.
Yeah, I mean, I was a couple busy doing stuff last night. Kind of saw it, you know, Virginia's hanging. I was like, wow. And I finally got to it at the end, and I was like, wow, they're really about to go down. Mm-hmm. And, that's one I don't think anybody saw coming. Just with how bad Virginia's really been throughout this season, and just how good North Carolina just seemed to be getting better every week. They really hadn't had a bad game. You know, the defense was looking good. The offense was rolling. I mean, I don't think anybody saw this. There was really no sign of this happening. I mean, there was no warning sign at all. That's just sometimes the beauty of college football. Stuff happens.
It wasn't like last year the Tar Heels defense was just teetering at any moment, and you're like, well, anybody can come in and put 50 on them. So,
yeah, no, there was no signs of this happening at all. And it was crazy because, you know, last week we were said, is this, you know, whether or not, you know, there's a time to take North Carolina serious or not. And we're kind of like, well.
Yeah.
And they definitely laid a dud there. And, you know, I would have to think, like, at this point, you know, I don't see Florida State, based on what we've seen, and it's been a crazy year, but based upon what we've seen to this point, there's no reason to think that Florida State at least doesn't run the table in the ACC.
Yeah, they got themselves a win and a test of their own last night. 38-20 over Duke in Tallahassee. A big fourth quarter, 21 points fourth quarter. They came in down three, and then just did what, you know, you do see good championship teams do, which is just close a game. Yeah, and close a game dominantly.
And, I mean, Duke gave a valiant effort there. You know, dominant first half for the most part. You know, they were led for the most part in the first half there, but, you know, for the state with do enough to keep it close. And, you know, you just kind of had a feeling after they got to, 2017 at the half, I think Florida State was up. I mean, excuse me, Duke was up. It's kind of like, well, you kind of almost felt like Florida State's going to hit that comeback.
It was really big after Duke, at the beginning of the second quarter, Duke took a 10-point lead on the pick six. Yeah, and then the ensuing kickoff, Florida State takes it back for a touchdown, just stole back that momentum.
Right.
But yeah, so yeah, like you said, Florida State very well could run the table, at least in the ACC right now. Yeah. It's looking like we thought.
Look at it. craziness, we'll see.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we did say, you know, the ACC is a dangerous league this year. And, you know, I don't think that makes, you know, like, I don't think that makes North Carolina a less dangerous team. That was just a surprise upset. You know, it hurts their chances, but.
Yeah, definitely their national title chances, because just with what their schedule was, they kind of had to run the table. Mm-hmm. In order to get in consideration. Even if they beat Florida State in the ACC title game, I think if anything, that would probably knock the ACC out of it rather than give Carolina an opportunity. Not to run into the table there. But.
Yeah, we'll see. Elsewhere, Oregon bounced back from their loss to Washington. They beat Washington State, handled their business. Washington, Oklahoma, Texas, Ole Miss, all close winners.
I mean, Washington looked pretty first time today looked like, oh wow. You know, there was some concern just because it's a big letdown opportunity coming out that huge win against Oregon. But you thought maybe, you know, at home, you know, Arizona State, obviously not a good team, but they've held their own at times against teams. You know, we saw them surprisingly took USC to the limit a couple weeks ago, and other games they really, you wonder how they're doing it, because they're not, obviously not the most talented team right now. But man, without that pick six, the Huskies were in trouble.
Yeah. But it's good that you can play that ugly game and escape with a win. That's,
yeah.
All championship teams have that, you know.
Weird game. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mentioned Oklahoma. They, UCF almost spoiled their year. You know, I had them in the picks column, and, you know, I was shocked because I thought, you know, UCF would be overmatched, and Oklahoma had the bye week to settle down from the big Texas win and prepare. Yeah.
And they looked kind of off, almost as if that Texas game would have been last week, more so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the old Gus tried to do what he's been known for, and why he also the most frustrating dude in Auburn history, just because he gets up for these big games and then lays down against the weirdest teams.
Yeah. It's the Gus Bus giveth and taketh. And
they gave a heck of a game there. I mean, they never stepped away, you know. Oh, you just kind of found a way at the end there, but you can't say that UCF, boy, they took it to OU. And Norman, too. It went like it was in Orlando or anything.
No, they didn't back down. Give them all that credit. And then Texas did blow up actually a 21-0 lead against Houston and needed to win late. Yeah, the Cougars, they really got hyped up for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, old school rivalry. You know, the kids playing wouldn't remember when it was a rivalry, but the kids playing would, you know, they're finally in the big boy conference, and this is the team, you know.
Right.
In your state specifically, and they're leaving too, so you want to get that shot in, and they almost had it.
Yeah, they definitely did, and I guess the interesting thing is just the injury to Ewers, like what that does for the rest of the season. You know, how serious was it? I know they were going to have something today. I didn't really follow anything today, so I don't. Obviously, it wasn't too crazy, because I'm sure that would have been breaking news if it was super bad.
It says he's going to miss time here, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You hate
who takes over.
The good thing for them is the schedule, I would say. I mean, they would. You know, I know they had their TCU game coming up, and TCU's terrible. After yesterday, they're terrible.
they get their tough games at home. You know, if you know they get BYU at home, they get Kansas State at home, probably their toughest remaining game. Then they go at TCU, at Iowa State, who's also in a down year. Well, saying that, they're actually 3-1 in conference, so they have the same record as Texas. Who knows? Maybe Ohio State's getting dangerous at the right time for them.
Yeah. Who knows? You know, Iowa State's one of those teams that's pulled off the against OU, and they pulled off some stunners over the years. So we'll see. We shall see. But yeah, going into November, not the time to lose your the last week of October, going into November, not the ideal time to lose your quarterback at all, even if it's for a game or two. Still can throw off the rhythm, or no telling some of these injuries, how these players will bounce back from them too. So we'll see.
Yeah. And then another interesting result yesterday, I thought Miami beats Clemson. Go ahead.
I was just saying, without their quarterback, you know, I thought, can they beat Clemson without their quarterback? And, you know, he didn't play at all yesterday. And, you know, they were right there the whole game. I'm not shocked that, you know, it was somewhat close just because Clemson is a different Clemson now. But, man, that's a bad loss if you're Clemson. That's a bad loss. You know, Miami team coming off of two straight ugly losses. You know, losing Georgia Tech and dominated by Carolina. Kind of think, man, you know, Miami's known for falling off after a tough loss. After being hyped, getting a little hype, you know, for that to happen. Now you start wondering, you know, are things really going to start falling apart for Dabo at Clemson?
I'm going to say his post-game interview was weird, even by Dabo standards. He seemed not in a good place.
At all?
No.
Like
you said, yeah, that was a bad loss for a team that's supposed to be, you know, the upper echelon of the sport.
Right.
Yeah,
they've kind of. And the thing is, though, that Dabo, you know, not really buying into the transfer portal. You know, we've heard of all his rantings about NIL. And he's kind of not really being the guy that you want as your coach right now, because, you know, even if you're not a fan of it, which I'm sure most coaches deep down really aren't, you at least have to adjust accordingly, because that's just what it is right now, whether you agree with it or not. To be successful, you're going to have to embrace a portal. You have to embrace NIL and do what you can in it, not fight it, because it's not going anywhere. It's not going to help you with that old school mentality and, you know, that all shucks Dabo style that people – seem to enjoy a little bit. That's not going to do anything anymore. Like, that's not going to save you without winning games. That gets really annoying quick. So
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
And you know that they're done in the ACC this year. So no ACC title.
Yeah. Well, I guess they won last year though. You know, it wasn't the prettiest season last year, but yeah. No.
Yeah, once again, they're out of the national title conversation, and they were out
before November.
Yeah, and you know, mid early October, that's not
where you want to be at.
Yeah,
if you're a contender.
And it doesn't get easier for them. You know, they still get Notre Dame, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. They're both in Clemson, but you know,
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Where that?
Got to go on the road to South Carolina in a rivalry game.
Yeah. Who knows with that either? And that, the thing is that offense is still not starting to think DJU was not the problem at Clemson.
No.
Even with the new OC and everything, there's obviously a disconnect.
And a well-respected offense coordinator in Garrett Riley, and someone who they thought really was like, okay, he's going to take this offense back to a high level. And
right.
Just no. So, there's some more problems there.
Yeah, a lot of problems.
Yeah, anything else from yesterday you want to touch on?
I would want to say the only other thing from yesterday, and just kind of a shocker, just how bad Arkansas looked yesterday.
Mm.
That might have been Sam Pittman's game that he's out. Because it's only 7 at homecoming against a bad Mississippi State team. That's not a good look at all, and they looked horrible.
Crowd was not happy, the home crowd.
No.
And, they did, I think Pittman probably got a stay of execution for a little bit. They fired Dan Enos, offense coordinator, today.
Right. So that may get him a year?
Yeah, it may get him to the end of this year at least.
I don't know. He might get the start next season and get let go like Les Miles did kind of in season.
That's a surprising term for a team that a lot of people had high hopes for this year.
I mean, they've had a lot of injuries, but yesterday was just so bad. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and the other thing too, of course, is him being the offensive line guy and that offensive line to be so bad. It's weird. Because it seemed, was it 2 years ago? They really seemed to be on a different, seemed to be coming up. And then last year, kind of lackluster, but they thought, that maybe the injuries last year and then this year is way worse than last year with the same, Rocket Sanders that hurt again. But, KJ doesn't seem to be the same KJ this year. No. In a lot of situations, and couldn't throw for anything yesterday. And honestly, if you can't throw against Mississippi State this year, I don't know what to tell you.
Moving on to next week. Not a huge week, but we mentioned Bama's off. The big game next week, I guess, is Oregon-Utah.
Yeah, I mean, that's where game day is going. That'll be interesting. Yeah. Salt Lake.
Yeah, two one-loss teams there.
And another game where losers probably out of the Pac-12 and, of course, the national title picture. So, huge implications for the winner.
The cocktail party. We got the cocktail party next week. Georgia, Florida. Georgia should, on talent, easily win it, even without Brock Bowers, although that is a huge loss of their offense because they really haven't found another go-to guy.
I mean, they have a lot of talent, but when times of comes up, Brock Bowers has been his go-to guy. You'd have to think that they'd be okay against Florida, but, it's a rivalry game there. And Florida coming off a bye week should be ready. They're gonna come.
They'll be hyped up. We saw their win over Tennessee earlier this year, so they can get up for a big rivalry game.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tennessee, they visit Kentucky next week. We'll see how they bounce back from this loss.
And Kentucky too.
Yeah, and Kentucky too. Duke and Louisville, ACC game, the winners, trying to stay in that ACC title game hunt. Ohio State goes to Wisconsin, not as big as it could be, but still, it'd be like Luke Fickell to take that Wisconsin team and pull a big upset.
It's
in Madison.
It's a former team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be huge, but yeah, I don't see it.
No.
Don't see it. Maybe a couple years down the road, that might be a huge game, but yeah, this year, Ohio State seems to be getting it together as the season progresses. I mean, their defense is looking good, and then that offense seems to be going at the right time. And, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr., and he was definitely on yesterday. And I don't think Wisconsin has the guy to keep up with him. So.
Yeah, and other than that, I don't really see any – you know, there's no other ranked matchups or even top 25 teams that should be worried and trouble. I mean, Oregon State has a late night visit to Arizona, so never know in Tucson.
Yeah.
But
I mean Arizona is an improving team. Seem to be in a up pattern there. But yeah, we'll see how that one will go. Could be an interesting Pac-12 after. Is it a night game? I haven't looked at the time.
It is, yeah.
I would assume probably a night game, so that could be, you know, if anything, could be an interesting Pac-12 after dark. It might, you know, give them a game there. So.
Yeah, it is it's a 9:30 game.
Okay. So that could be interesting.
Yeah, and other than that, Colorado visits UCLA a few hours earlier. UCLA big win over Stanford yesterday.
They closed out the deal against Stanford, I guess.
Yeah.
Kept the big lead.
We'll see if Colorado can bounce back from their very, very bad loss. And they need it for, you know, their bowl eligibility going forward. UCLA trying to stay in that.
And the hunt.
In the hunt for the Pac-12 title game. Colorado definitely. Go ahead.
No, I was saying I would think UCLA should be good there. You know, they seem to be finding their rhythm there. Be interesting.
And I just didn't see anything else that really jumped out to me. It's like, oh, that could get interesting. I mean, Washington goes to Stanford, that they should bounce back against that Stanford team. Air Force still unbeaten. You know, they beat Navy yesterday. They go to Colorado State, so that's just something to watch. Air Force as they try to make a New Year's Six bowl.
That'd be interesting to see that happen. Just because, I mean, they've had some decent teams of late, but yeah, I mean, that'd be definitely a different type of team in a New Year's Six bowl. You know, and you know, might be good for the just for the crowd, because of course, you know, Air Force folks are everywhere, so then they're definitely proud.
But so like I said, a little more a tamer week next week. But it's usually when the crazy stuff happens.
Yeah, chaos. Yeah.
NFL action today. Of course, the big one was, we're recording this late Sunday night, so the big one was the Sunday night game. The Eagles and Dolphins. You know, Jalen Hurts versus Tua, and the Eagles take it.
They had a good bounce back. Good bounce back game after that ugly loss to the Jets. able to bounce back, get the win, and you know, not really the shootout that we thought. You know, the Eagles defense did a pretty good job containing that high powered Dolphins offense for the most part. Only gave up 7 points in the second half, and for the Dolphins, I guess the biggest thing, it's another big game where they don't necessarily look great. You know, they seem to beat up on guys that are less than great, but against a bit better teams. You know, we've seen them lose to Buffalo by double digits. We've seen them lose now to the Eagles by double digits. So it's, I guess, a bit, the next step for the Dolphins is, can you trust them against a great team? And so far, last year and this year, not so much.
Yeah, they need to step up and win that big game. And they also heard Chiefs, they kept rolling over San Diego, Los Angeles, the Chargers.
Yeah. They already did that to me, too. But yeah, I mean, and usually that game is a much closer game. Usually Kansas City comes out and wins, but usually a last-second thing. And they really did, you know, that's in a six-day period, two tough losses for the Chargers, losing the Cowboys last on Monday and then Chiefs today. So, and two wins on the season now for the Chargers, but a lot of people thought might be a dangerous team. You know, made the playoffs last year and should have at least made the division round. And this year, not. And maybe it's a Kellen Moore is the prop. Or at least the jinx that I couldn't wait to get rid of in Dallas. But yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I think it's even higher. It goes higher than him. I think Staley.
Yeah, it definitely. Has. He's toast. Yeah.
Let's see. Elsewhere, Mac and the Patriots get a big win over Buffalo.
Yeah.
Mac taking him back, a lead in the last seconds. To Mike Gesicki, right? Yeah.
Mac really hadn't necessarily been the problem a lot. He's had some ugly games, but man, he had a heck of a game today.
But great.
You know, that line was phenomenal. You know, didn't back down. Really outplayed Josh for the game, to be honest. You know, led the last second. You know, after they went up late, I was like, well, you know, this is a good effort, but, you know, you thought the Bills were going to hold on that last drive. Or at least, if they're anything, they're going to get up the field goal and probably win in overtime. But, man, Matt said, not today, guys. Good for him because, you know, he's kind of been the guy, the scapegoat of the thing. Well, Mac is horrible, and no one's really looking at all the other problems. But so good for Mac going in there, getting a big win. Against a big rival and, you know, outplaying a top five quarterback.
Absolutely. Speaking of big quarterbacks, big days, Lamar Jackson, huge day as the Ravens offense, by far the best they've looked all year, finally looked like, well, I think what a lot of Ravens fans really hope. This new offense would look, but over 350 yards passing, three touchdowns, another one on the ground. The offense ran well. The receivers were making plays and stepping up. Lamar spread the ball around. They did have another fumble, just a concerning trend for that offense. But big win over the Lions, who a good team. And the defense really maybe the bigger, even bigger story for the Ravens. They shut down that Detroit offense.
Completely. The other thing, too, is they didn't, you know, the biggest thing for your Ravens has been, you know, letting folks back in the game they shouldn't let folks back into. And that wasn't ever an issue on Sunday. They continuously slammed the door on the Lions anytime the Lions look like maybe they're kind of, nope, not today. Yeah. That's got to be a big thing for them.
Yeah.
And honestly, Lions team, it's going to make the playoffs. I mean, so it's a big win and a dominant win. So, want to see that.
Maybe a Lions team that probably will or should win their division at that, too.
Yeah.
Unless
they a complete implosion, you would have to think they're good in the North.
Another good win that's, you know, is a kind of a tougher opening schedule for them, three division road games and You know, the Titans team that historically has given them fits. Now this Lions game, so another good win. They get Cardinals in Arizona next week, so I hope they break. And like I said, if you're a Ravens fan, you hope to see that continue and they pile up wins in the middle of the season because, you know, that closing schedule is vicious. Their last four games at Jacksonville, at San Francisco, and the Dolphins and Steelers. Yeah, in that division, you got to win all your games. And of course, everything else, I think there were, 49ers, Vikings tomorrow night. We'll see about the Niners injuries, who plays what. And then we had a bunch of teams on byes this week. Six byes. It's weird how the NFL staggers their byes.
Especially the early games were a lot of entertaining ones. You know, the Colts-Browns game was phenomenal. You know, Falcons-Buccaneers was ugly, but it was an interesting one, just how close it was. Falcons with the walk-off field goal. It was a, you know, entertaining day. A lot of interesting games, and not necessarily the sexiest matchups in the 12 o'clock hour, but a lot of good games that keep you watching for sure.
Go ahead.
I was saying the Steelers got a decent win against the Rams there. You know, down and going into the fourth quarter there, and despite them, you know, us not thinking that they're a great team, they're sitting at 4-2. So I mean, they're they're doing their thing, I guess.
Yeah, and they it was a much better game from their offense too. You know, they stole that win against the Ravens, played horribly all game until the last drive. And they're a team that not only in games but in the season you can't let them like linger around.
No,
you know, Mike Tomlin, especially, you know, never had a losing season, and anytime you think, oh, this might be the year, they string together, you know. String a win somewhere, and they just somehow always keep hanging around.
I mean, that North is going to be what the North always is, craziness.
Yeah, Cleveland had a comeback win, late win yesterday over the Colts. Bengals were off this week, but they looked, you know, better the past couple weeks at least.
Yeah, they're starting to look better. So yeah, that North is gonna be a battle in November and December for sure.
Always, yeah. And speaking of battles, the ALCS will go to Game 7.
Thanks.
Rangers big ninth inning tonight to put away the Astros in Game 6.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the Diamondbacks fighting for their lives now. They had two good wins to come back from the early 0-2 deficit, and then Bryce Harper in the Phils won Game 5, and they'll have a chance to clinch a second straight World Series chip, Game 6, tomorrow or Monday as you listen to this.
Yeah, so, but you know, that was still in that all Texas ALCS. The road team has not won a game. Honestly, after the Altuve's craziness on Friday, I thought, well, I wasn't sure how Texas was going to come out. That's a devastating loss and a game where you really thought, man, they're going to go to Houston with two chances to get a one win. But, you know, good for Texas. You know, able to string quite a few runs there late. And for a lot of the game, a close game until if you just look at the box, you're like, wow, 9-2.
I think that Might do it for what I have on my notes this week. Maybe a little shorter episode. Let's Greg, anything else in the world of sports you want to hit on?
We're getting close to that NBA. Harden's not going to practice now, so.
Yeah. Another turn.
So we'll see how that plays out, because he kind of thought that he would at least show up because he likes his teammates, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. Other than that, I think we covered everything that I can think of.
Yeah, like I said, a slower week. Nothing too earth-shattering. It's just a good groove of the sports schedule.
Yes, sir.
So when does NBA games kick off? Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Any off the top of your head predictions for this season? Anything you expect out of your Mavericks?
Just make the playoffs, guys. Come on. I mean, just the way things ended last year, man. We'll get a full season of Luka and Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just make the playoffs look decent. That's all I can ask for. I don't think we're necessarily a contender at all, but it's no reason to not make the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. To a degree, I guess, as a Pels fan, just stay healthy. Let me finally see what this lineup looks like over the course of a full season.
Right. Yeah, because you guys can't stay healthy to save your lives.
Yeah, not just Zion. I mean, everyone. You need Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum. Trey, still not happening. Trey Murphy is going to miss significant time now. Mm-hmm. So it goes. Greg, what's been done up real good for you this week?
Done up for me real good this week. Yesterday, not only the Tennessee win, but it was my 15th wedding anniversary. So,
congratulations on that.
Long run there. Excited with the still with. Hopefully another 40, 50 years, but depending on how long we live now. But, I'm just happy to, still keep it going because, a lot of marriages don't last X amount of time these days, it seems. So, that's how, it's just good to make it through a lot. But, a lot of good times, too. So, happy to still be going. How about you?
I'm just going to say cigars.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful indeed. Roll Tide. Start the account again. Start the since UT beat Bama. Start the count again. Back to how it should be. We thank you once again for listening to Taking On Sports here on the Alabama Take Family of Podcast. Of course, check us out wherever you get your podcast. Check out all the other wonderful podcasts on our network. Go to thealabamatake.com for writings and such. And our Taking Bets column every Friday, me, Blaine, and Mallory. I don't think I did too well this week, but we never do guarantee that you should follow our advice. But once again, thank you very much. Subscribe, give us good ratings, tell people you think would also enjoy to listen to us, and keep it done up real good yourselves out there. Greg, have a good one, man.
You too, buddy.